All right, athletes, gather round. Mastering summer triathlon training in the extreme heat of Dallas and Houston isn't about brute force. It's about strategic preparation. We're shifting our mindset today. We treat heat as a manageable physiological variable, not an insurmountable obstacle. By embracing systematic heat acclimation, precise hydration, and modified training protocols, we transform those oppressive temperatures from a performance liability into a genuine competitive advantage. Let's break down what you're actually facing out there. Dallas pushes 95 to 105 degrees, with heat indices climbing to 117. Houston averages 90 to 98, but that extreme humidity drives feel-like temperatures past 106. This environment triggers significant physiological strain. Your core temperature rises rapidly, blood flow diverts from working muscles to your skin for cooling, and your heart rate spikes at any given workload. You're looking at losing 1 to 2 liters of sweat per hour, with extreme cases hitting 3.7 liters. And remember, a mere 2% drop in body weight from dehydration severely impairs your endurance, coordination, and mental focus. Performance declines predictably out there. Bike power can drop up to 15% above 85 degrees, and run paces typically slow by 20 to 30 seconds per mile for every 5-degree rise above 60. So how do we fight back? Heat acclimation is non-negotiable, and it needs to begin 2 to 3 weeks before race day. Physiological adaptation kicks in within 5 to 7 days of consistent heat exposure, with full acclimation locked in around 10 to 14 days. The protocol is straightforward. Start with 30 to 45 minute heat sessions, gradually increase the duration, or utilize post-workout sauna sessions that progress from 10 to 30 minutes over 3 weeks. These methods safely elevate your core temperature to trigger improved sweating responses, expanded plasma volume, and better overall thermoregulation. Now, let's talk hydration and electrolytes, because generic hydration plans simply fail in this kind of heat. You must calculate your personal sweat rate. Weigh yourself before and after workouts, multiply your weight loss in pounds by 16 to get ounces, add any fluid you consumed, and divide by your workout hours. For example, if you lose 2 pounds and drink 20 ounces over 2 hours, you're looking at a replacement rate of 26 ounces per hour. During training and racing, target 14 to 27 ounces of fluid every hour. And here's the critical piece. Include 300 to 600 milligrams of sodium per hour, with heavy sweaters needing 800 to 1200. Hydrate smartly by drinking 16 to 20 ounces 2 to 3 hours before exercise, and post-workout, replace 125 to 150% of fluid lost with electrolyte-rich fluids and sodium-dense foods. Training structure must adapt to protect you from overheating while maintaining your fitness. Schedule all intense sessions before 9 a.m. or after 6 p.m., completely avoiding that peak heat window between noon and 3. Reduce your initial workout intensity by 20%, then gradually increase as your tolerance builds. Shorten your intervals to allow for proper cooling between efforts. If you're training indoors, remember that lack of convective cooling creates greater heat stress. Use fans, monitor your core temperature every 5 minutes, and reduce your overall training volume by 20% during indoor heat blocks. And a crucial note on the pool. Swimming in warm water does not provide meaningful heat acclimation because water conducts heat away too efficiently. Reserve your swim sessions for recovery and focus your heat adaptation strictly on land-based cycling and running. When race day arrives, success hinges on pre-cooling and disciplined pacing. Mixed method pre-cooling is highly effective. Combine 15 to 20 minutes of cold water immersion with an ice vest during your warm-up and ingest cold fluids 20 to 30 minutes before the start. This protocol can delay you reaching a critical core temperature by 4 to 8 minutes. Stay in air conditioning or shade before the race, and cut your warm-up duration in half to prevent premature heat buildup. Once you're out there, grab fluids at every aid station, carry a backup bottle, and actively cool yourself by pouring water over your head, neck, and arms, or placing ice in your hat or clothing. Pace conservatively using heart rate and breathing, effort rather than speed targets, because pace becomes an unreliable metric in high heat. You must also recognize heat illness immediately. Heat exhaustion presents with dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, headache, weakness, and a body temperature of 102 to 104 degrees. Heat stroke, however, is a life-threatening emergency characterized by confusion, dry skin, core temperatures exceeding 104 degrees, and collapse. Stop training immediately and seek emergency medical care if stroke symptoms appear. Bring it all home with these critical takeaways. Success in Texas summer triathlons depends on proactive adaptation. Begin heat acclimation 2 to 3 weeks out using controlled heat or sauna exposure. Calculate your exact sweat rate and hydrate with precise fluid and sodium targets. Shift training to cooler hours, reduce intensity, and abandon pace-based goals in favor of effort-based metrics. Utilize aggressive pre-cooling and active race day cooling tactics. By following these evidence-based protocols, athletes can protect their health, maintain performance, and gain a decisive edge over unprepared competitors. Train smart, stay cool, and I'll see you out there.